Good morning. How long have you been creepily staring at me? I don't know. I've been checking this out for like 20 minutes or so. No. I flipped through the fluff. I didn't say that I don't like the fluff. I just know. Look at this title and cover. There is no fucking way you read this for any reason other than what is not at the very beginning of the novel, or at least I would assume is not at the very beginning of the novel. Lumberjack? Timber? Really? These are the arts you hold up in my absence? Is all that just a ruse? Analyzing the greats like Hemingway? But this is what you actually read? Is it fun? Is it fun? And why is that, Charming. You call that charm? Oh, wouldn't I? You think I've never read any of these? Why? Oh, come on. You've got to read some sludge to be able to appreciate the rest, right? Can't have good days if you never have bad days. Besides, it's a little hot. Just a little. Good morning. How'd you sleep? It looked like it. You were really fucking knocked out. It was just nice to watch it. I don't know. Nice to see you with your guard completely down. Okay. There's no need to be like that. You staring at me was creepy because I don't have a good reason. But that's not fair. Because I said so, and I'm your boss, and I can do whatever I want. You still taste so fucking good. Well. Those weren't the lips I was kissing last night, at least not for most of it. This means you taste good everywhere. I'm thinking about breakfast. Know of a good one? Really? Where? Oh. Is it my turn? I'm not gonna say no. I'd happily just go down on you again, though. Oh, come here. You can stay under the sheets if it's still too cold for you. As long as I can still see you. Hey. Yes, I need to be able to see you. I have a hot woman like you sucking my cock. There is no chance that I'm not going to watch the whole thing. Come on. I'll back up a little bit. God, this bed is so fucking nice. I love this headboard. It's so regal. I do think that's the word, yeah. Because I am going to be back here on my throne with my arms up on your headboard, and you are going to lick all the way from the base of my cock to my head. And that's how you're going to start worshiping it. Swirl your tongue around the head. Take it into your mouth. Keep your tongue at the bottom of my cock. Start moving down. As far as you can go. Slowly. Oh, fuck. Back up. Oh, good girl. Just because I didn't use the words last night doesn't mean I don't know them. Like I said, I read too. Stop asking me about what I've read and get back to work. I told you, I'm your boss. This is how I should always be treated. I've thought about this so many times, except in my fantasies it plays out in my office. You're actually sucking my cock, and you want me to talk about the fantasy? Okay. Get back to work, and I will. I think about you coming in with a very inappropriate outfit. Tits practically hanging out. Your skirt is too short, but all day... You maintain professionalism. Like you don't know what I'm talking about. Play with my balls. Oh. God. Yeah, I'm getting to it. And all the guys are staring. Probably half the women, too. Because you are such a fucking show. Even when you wear... professionally acceptable clothes. You're just going down to make me fuck up, aren't you? Keep going. I'm gonna put my hand in your hair. I'll get back to the story each time. Oh, that's what you really wanted to fuck. Slow down. Slow down. I want to savor you. Oh, good girl. Where was I? All right. And I'm desperately trying not to give you the signal that you're snapping my neck, too. But every time I get the opportunity... You walk away, or you lean over the desk, either direction. I'm watching every part of your body that catches my eye. And believe me, it's not an easy choice to figure out what to stare at with you. You have such a sensual nature. Meeting you at the bar was maybe the most dangerous thing I did in my career until last night. slower, slower. Fuck. Nah, I still want to fuck you after this, so take your time. I would think about. Fantasize about all those students leaving so I could finally have you to myself. I ask you questions that seem like they're unintended double entendres, but I know exactly what I'm talking about. I know you're not easy to please. You want to be teased, seduced, and you want to be wanted. You want every part of you. Slower, slower. Engaged. Including a beautiful mind. Then I'd finally say that I'm gonna go grade some papers, do some work. And you'd follow me into the office. Shut the door behind you. And I would look up at you. Unimpressed, I'd say, you can go home if you want. Instead of saying anything, you just take your blouse off. Wearing no bra, and I know that damn well after watching you all day. But it's so much different to actually see your tits, and you would straddle me. I'd put my hands exactly where I want them. I'd put my mouth on yours. Kiss you. Tell you how much I've been waiting for you to do this while you grind into me. Just hold my cock in your mouth. Just hold it there. And I'd run my hands up your thighs and find out if you were wearing panties. And of course, you wouldn't be. Sometimes I feel like you didn't wear panties for real. Oh, shut up. Do not say that to me. Put your mouth back where it belongs. Which is exactly what I tell you. In that fantasy of mine, you slide off my lap, you get on your knees, and you worship my cock for all the praise I give you. And I give you more and more. You're beautiful and talented. So goddamn sexy. The most attractive woman I've ever met. I said to just cock warm me. What? Don't worry about the words I know. Down. Fuck. What? You have such a tendency to come off of my cock when it's exactly where I want you to be. Oh, excuse me. That mine eloquence could survive thine ministrations. How's this for eloquence? Put your mouth back on my cock. Tongue it. Suck it. Worship it. Like I know you've been dreaming about since the day you met me. Yeah, I had a feeling that would work. Stop. I did want you to worship it, and then I remembered that I wanted your cunt, too. I hope you like... Do you like that word? Sorry. Good. That's the one I prefer. I like it. Don't worry about that. That's not important right now. Let's focus on... Come here. Not that I don't really appreciate this view, because there is absolutely nothing better than you sitting astride me, but you don't have to be on top. I can fuck you. You sure? Oh, do not talk about my back. I swear, I am not that old. Ride me. What? We'll just just pull out, right? That's worked for millennia. Or not worked, maybe. I let you blow me away too long. I was supposed to be on top this time. I thought you wanted that. Oh, your hand feels good there. Yes, pull my hair. God, you feel good. Can I suck this? Please. I'm already getting kind of close. Do I need permission? Please. Please. God, I've needed you fucking months. You're so unbelievably perfect. Not just for me, for anybody. I need you more than I've needed anything. God, just tight. Oh, please, I need permission. I need you to slow down. I'm trying to hold it. I'm trying. Please, give me permission. I need to come. Please. Oh, please. Speaking of cock warming, that feels good. Oh, fuck. Oh, I meant, I did not mean for you to get back on top. Fuck. Sorry. I don't know. I just thought you'd, I really thought you'd prefer a dominant man. Oh, don't say that. Because I'll think that you mean it. Yeah, you promise. You don't mind if your old broken down boss professor has to bottom once in a while. I knew it'd be fun when you woke up. I didn't expect all that, though. I don't know what I expected, honestly. Maybe you'd see me reading your very classy novel. Yeah, is that what I have to thank for this morning? In that case, I'll have to, I don't know, send him a gift basket or something. what a strange pseudonym. Anyway, what about that breakfast? No, the actual breakfast. I mean, if you want me to. Okay. Come here. Thanks for letting me stay last night. And for having more fun this morning. It's good just to be with you in a setting where it doesn't feel like I have to be someone that I probably ceased being a decade ago. It just feels fake sometimes, you know? I know. I guess everybody gets it to some degree. No. Surely that's not a commonality for greats exclusively. That would be ridiculous. Everybody gets it. Just varying shades, that's all. I appreciate what you're doing, though. Just having you here helps. You don't have to worry. I'm not gonna cry. I don't fall apart that way. No, of course. There's nothing wrong with that if it does happen. That's not what I'm saying. I'm sorry. I'm making a joke. I want you to be comfortable. I wanted to talk about that because I feel vulnerable with you. Yeah. But maybe I should set my sights on a more titillating conversation. Like that breakfast. There's that really good Waffle House that we drive by every day on the way to work. The Waffle House. It's like 100 feet from the gas station, probably. How do you not know where the Waffle House is? It is practically the only way to get there from where you live. Okay. Do you know that you're fucking with me, aren't you? You're fucking with me. Oh, okay. All right. Smart, smart girl. You're always going to get what you want in life, aren't you? How on earth did that end up being me? I disagree. I am none of those things. Maybe we just know ourselves best. And in that way, we know exactly what we are not. All right, fine. No philosophy. But that means you need to talk about the Waffle House, and this time you're going to admit that you know where it is, and that you know how fucking good it is over there. Like, don't get me wrong. Losing words with you was a real thing, but losing words with the Waffle House? That happens like 3 times a week. Yeah, why? I'm not gonna die. Okay, by that lot, everyone is gonna... Don't give me this. We are too early on in this for you to start giving me the... How do you do this? How do you conversationally box me into a corner so that I end up trying to swing my way out of it? You're infuriating in the best way. I don't know what that means. Pause. Huh? Okay, that must be well after my time, whatever that means. Maybe you can show me sometime. Not now. Get that phone out of here. I want to spend time with you, not time with your TikToks. All right. I deserve that. But to be fair, I am a little old. I am allowed, in some instances, to sound my age. Is it fair to say that? God, if we stay here, it's going to be impossible to move eventually. It's like a very comfortable anchor that just keeps lowering on my body. Is this really the time to analyze my similes? You are the biggest brat, I swear. Nothing. I don't know what you mean. Punish me. That sounds awfully medieval, and I don't know what you would punish me for. Oh. God. I don't know that I've ever felt this way. This is what characters feel in novels, not what people feel. People don't, they don't get experiences like this, not for real. We read and write novels for the same reason, to escape from dreary reality. Here I am, living brightly with you. All right. I know it's on the way to work, and that might trigger you a little bit. That's the word, right? Thanks. But let's go eat at that Waffle House. I promise I won't just die on you.